that they'd been selected to make the journey to Solana for the Midwinter Festival. They'd been told it was time for the Silver Fae to branch out, time to rebuild the network they'd had many decades ago, and Prince Ruskin, Queen Silifki's only son, was the perfect representative to send. But he needed a beautiful entourage to accompany him. No prince could make an impact without a large group of supporters. Those chosen had to look more Silver Fae than simply Fae, which meant only those with the palest eyes and the whitest hair were asked to go. It also meant only those who were tall, healthy, nicely muscled, and with a beautiful bone structure. They were to enchant the scented court with their exotic presence. They were to enthrall the citizens of Solana and Ivrundians visiting from other kingdoms. They were to set the stage for alliances, trade agreements, and open roads between Silverfall and the other nations of Ivrundi. They were to bring back wagon loads, transitioning into sleighs at the border, full of Solanan perfumes and cosmetics, beautifully scented products to enhance the ice-white hair and porcelain skin of the Silver Fae elite. They had been warned they would have to endure some difficulties. The weather, for example, would be uncomfortably warm. They would sweat. They might have to change or even bathe multiple times per day. There would be irritating insects, which could also be noisy at night. These flying critters were special to the court, and even allowed indoors. The latter was whispered in horror. The food would be too rich, too varied, poorly combined, and poorly prepared. The courtiers would be shallow and would not understand Silver Fae culture or etiquette. They would have their own strange ways of behaving, which might involve unusual rituals, ridiculous ceremonies, and trumpery. By the time Prince Ruskin's entourage had been fully informed and were ready to leave, Sasha was very confused, but too embarrassed to ask someone to clarify whether this trip was a privilege or a punishment, an honor or a castigation. Due to actions his father, Elvio, Queen Silifki's ex-sorcerer, had taken when Sasha was too young to remember, Sasha was a member of an undesirable family. These same actions had forever bent Elvio like a tree growing on an intolerably windy slope, prematurely aged and deformed. Yet Sasha had still been chosen for this mission, not because he had the right build and features, but because the purpose of the trip was only partly to do with alliances. What the other Silver Fae did not know was that Prince Ruskin was looking for someone. Someone who had been poorly described in a poem. A poem that Sasha was only allowed to read part of. And he was certainly not allowed to understand the significance of this person. Sasha, promised by his father to Queen Silifki as payment for his mistakes, had been raised alongside Prince Ruskin at the court of Silverfall. They'd had the same fencing master, the same tutors, the same elocution training and language classes. They were even friendly once, when they were young boys. But those memories were so faded, and Sasha and Ruskin were so clearly no longer friends, that it left Sasha wondering whether those memories were merely tricks of his mind. It had all changed when Sasha hit a major growth spurt at the age of 14. In the course of a year, he'd gained 6 inches over Ruskin. Where the boys had once been well matched, now Sasha was undeniably advantaged over the shorter, stockier prince. Though Ruskin was older by a mere 7 months, Sasha's voice had changed first. He was able to grow facial hair first. He'd put muscle on faster and was beautifully proportioned.